You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Everybody, welcome back to another edition of Bavarian Podcast Works. This is Chuck Smith, and I'm here to bring you the preview show ahead of the big match. That's right, Bayern Munich's Champions League battle against Arsenal, which will be held at the Allianz Arena. Hopefully that home field advantage gives the Bavarians a bit of an edge. But this is a wounded Arsenal squad coming into Germany. So, hey, you never know. I know a lot of people were high on Arsenal coming into this Champions League tie. The first match, it might have went as expected for some people who were favoring Bayern Munich, but not many were. A lot of people were on that Arsenal bandwagon. Of course, it ended 2-2. Arsenal was able to come back from a 2-1 deficit and get the draw. But all in all, a lot of people thought that that was a very successful effort for Bayern Munich. And it did start to expose some cracks within Arsenal. And if you are an Arsenal fan, you're probably not feeling great after they dropped a 2-0 decision against Aston Villa this weekend. So, hey, anything can happen, even though it has been a pretty shoddy season by Bayern Munich standards. No trophies so far. Hey, maybe this is the opportunity for Bayern to go ahead, establish themselves as a legitimate contender for the Champions League trophy, and put down Arsenal. It could happen. I know there's a lot of negativity toward Bayern these days, but I think there's a lot of nervousness and anxiety over there on the Arsenal side as well. So this is really going to be a battle between two teams who desperately need this. And that's why it's such a fascinating matchup. Bayern Munich is looking to salvage its season. They have lost the Bundesliga by a crazy amount of points to Bayer Leverkusen. They got knocked out of the Pokal in embarrassing fashion. Meanwhile, Arsenal was riding high all season. And then all of a sudden, the wheels are starting to fall off a little bit as doubt has started to seep into that squad. So Bayern will take this win any way it can get it. But this is a very, very interesting showdown. And I know fans are going to be wrapped up into it. It's just a crazy day when you think about it, to have one tie with Real Madrid and Manchester City and the other with Bayern Munich and Arsenal. It is really a shame that these two matches, or these four teams, are on the same side of the bracket, because you could really argue they were the four best teams in Europe this season. Throwing the records out, throwing out Leverkusen's miraculous run, when it comes down to pure talent and ability on a roster, you might have a lot of trouble finding four sides better than these four. So whoever comes out of this, whether it's Bayern Munich or Arsenal, they're going to have a tough matchup against either Manchester City or Real Madrid. It will be a battle of attrition no matter who makes it to the next round. We are going to take a quick look at some of the injuries to Bayern Munich's side, which this will affect Thomas Tuchel's decisions when it comes to his starting 11. And his pre-match press conference gave us a little insight as to some of those tougher positions to decide on. Tuchel has good quality options up and down his roster, but these injuries will affect some things, and one non-injury will also affect his decisions. As we know, Alphonso Davies is suspended for this match due to yellow card accumulation. So Davies would have been a nice addition, someone good to have against a very pacey Arsenal side, but he won't be there. So Tuchel and Bayern Munich will have to move on without him. Some of the key injuries that Bayern Munich has: Sacha Boué at right back is not an option. He is still out. Very unfortunate for him. His entire tenure has been spent injured at Bayern Munich, which is not a great thing, since they probably overspent to bring him in during the winter transfer window. How that all works out in the summer remains to be seen, but Bayern Munich does have a little bit of a logjam at right back which we are sure will be sorted out as this roster starts to turn over in the summer. Speaking of right backs, Bounassar still out. We know he's back on the training pitch doing some work with the ball, which is great for him. A lost segment of his career at Bayern Munich, you could say, because he has barely played. He has been an afterthought under every single coach. Hey, what can you say? Guy's had a nice living for the past few years, but he will be moving on after the season, and it is very doubtful that we see him on the pitch for Bayern Munich again, but you never know. He could get a token appearance at the end of the Bundesliga season. Kingsley Coman, a big loss for Bayern Munich, the adductor injury that he suffered over the weekend. In some ways, this is very interesting for Coman because it would have been intriguing to see what Tuchel was going to do with him. Tuchel, of course, has a lot of options that he can use in the attack. Coman has a history of coming up big, of course, in the biggest moments. We saw that in the Champions League final, but this has not been a great campaign for Coman. In fact, a lot of people would argue he's been very poor, and some are even saying that he should move on after this year. It's a legitimate possibility that Coman is one of those players that Bayern is looking to target to sell this summer. It just seems like his time at the club might have run its course, and this might be the way he goes out. It would be sad if he ends his Bayern career on the sideline, because he's been with the club for so long and he's done so many quality things, but he just might not be a fit going forward. But either way, Tuchel does not have him as an option in this match. Another key injury in the attack, Serge Gnabry, who absolutely murders London teams. He is not available. He is expected to be back at the end of the month with a torn muscle fiber. Gnabry would have been a very, very, very important player to have for this match. We know what he has done traditionally against Premier League sides. He was so scorching hot at the time of his injury. I mean, he was producing consistently. He was looking good and confident. When Gnabry's at his best and when he's playing like that, you really have a solid player. Unfortunately, his entire career has been marred by inconsistency and injuries. So once he was felled with that injury, which appeared to be in his hamstring, it made things a little bit more easy for Thomas Tuchel in terms of determining who would play. I'm sure he would love to have Gnabry in this match, just given his history in stepping up in these moments, but that won't be an option. So who will Tuchel start? That is a big question. Luckily for us, he did provide some insight during his pre-match press conference, and we'll talk about that and give you our picks on who we think Tuchel will start in this match right after this break. Hang with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Bavarian Podcast Works preview show. This is Chuck Smith. We, of course, are talking about the massive Champions League showdown between Bayern Munich and Arsenal. It doesn't get any bigger than this unless Bayern makes it to the next round, which, of course, will be even more massive than this showdown. But this is a quality event, and I know that fans are revved up. Bayern Munich fans are going to hit the Allianz Arena, and they're going to be loud and boisterous and rowdy as hell, probably. They were, of course, shut out from traveling to London, which was absurd. One of the silliest penalties in all of sports. But regardless, those fans will be eager and amped up and ready to go, and they are probably going to make life hell for Arsenal on the pitch as they can be loud and really impact the game. So that's what I want to see out of the fan base in the stadium as they approach the match. It would be a lot of fun to see how Arsenal reacts to that environment. They're used to playing in England where it's loud, but you have not seen loud or experienced loud until you've had it at the Allianz Arena in Germany with so many fans just losing their minds in the middle of a match. So I am looking forward to seeing that environment. But as for who Thomas Tuchel's going to roll out there, there are some interesting options. And Tuchel will, of course, have some difficult decisions to make, even though there are some injuries impacting his selections. Of course, at goalkeeper, we will see Manuel Neuer. Neuer skipped the weekend showdown in the Bundesliga against Köln. Sven Ulreich did a fantastic job filling in for Neuer in that match. But you need Neuer in a big Champions League battle like this. Neuer is a veteran, he's experienced, and the team just plays much more confidently, and they play differently with him in net. I mean, it allows them to do so many more things. So no doubt you will see Neuer in between the sticks for Bayern Munich. At center back, there are some interesting possibilities, but it's hard to think that Tuchel will break the duo of Matthijs de Ligt and Eric Dier up. I would say that there is about zero chance we see Dayo Upamecano in this match. The last month or so, last 6 weeks, have been a real struggle for Upamecano. He has fallen off a cliff in terms of performance. He can't seem to get it together. And when you see a player fall this precipitously, you wonder if it's a mental thing at this point, and it might be. I don't think it's as much physical anymore. I do think he was banged up, and I do think he was tired given the workload he carried earlier in the season, which I think you could really point the finger at Thomas Tuchel on. He was very reluctant to bench Upamecano or Kim Min-jae at the time when he had other options. And I think that fatigue and the wear and tear caught up to Upamecano, which can lead to some mental fatigue. And I think that's what Upamecano is suffering from at this point. Because, though, of the pace of Arsenal, and because physically this could be a grinding match, it's tough to think that Matthijs de Ligt and Eric Dier might not be banged up at some point in this match. So Tuchel could need to go to his bench. But de Ligt and Dier should get the starting nods. And it would be interesting if he has to go to the bench, whether he looks toward Kim Min-jae or Upamecano. You would have to think that Kim Min-jae probably has the edge at this point because he's had less mistakes, big mistakes, than Upamecano has of late anyway. So that is one thing to keep an eye on. Hopefully de Ligt and Dier stay healthy throughout the match. Hopefully they maintain their fitness and don't wear down over the course of it. But this could be a match where the center backs are under a lot of pressure, and it's, you know, it's always tough if you're getting banged around and knocked down and physically putting a beating on yourself and your opponents, you can wear down. So Tuchel will have to look at that and examine that over the course of the game. And if he does need to make a move, it will be a very tough decision and one that would be scrutinized. At left back, obviously with Davies not an option, it really comes down to two players. Nusar Mizrahi, who is more traditionally a right back, but who does have experience playing left back, versus Rafael Guerrero, the former Borussia Dortmund player. Guerrero finds himself in the mix for a couple of different positions right now. But again, when you look at Arsenal's pace, you have to wonder if Tuchel is not assessing things and saying that he needs Mizrahi out there more than he needs Guerrero's guile and experience. And I think at this point you have to lean toward Mizrahi. I think he gave it a run this weekend against Köln. And while Mizrahi, I don't think was necessarily great in that match, I think he showed enough that he's going to be able to come out and at least be a formidable option at the position. I think Guerrero's experience and the way he has been able to play left back at times this season for Bayern Munich wouldn't be terrible, but I do think Tuchel is definitely worried about the foot speed, and Mizrahi, of course, is faster than Guerrero. So we'll see Mizrahi at left back. At least that's how I think it will go. At right back, Joshua Kimmich, he's a weapon right now. He has absolutely embraced playing the position. And once he made that decision to embrace this and make the best of it, he's really excelled. So I think Kimmich is someone who could impact the game from that spot. He just has to hope that he does not get caught too far upfield too often, because if Arsenal can use that gap in space that Kimmich will leave when he gets too far up in the play, it's going to put Dier and De Ligt and whoever is in the midfield in a very precarious situation. And of course, as you know, Bayern Munich's midfield also likes to get far up into the play. So this is a situation where Kimmich is going to have to really weigh what his best option is from possession to possession, because if he gets too predictable in where he is on the field and what he's doing, Arsenal will absolutely look to exploit that. So the back line of Mizrahi at left back, Kimmich and right back, and the center back duo of Dier and De Ligt, I think that's the way it will go. In the central midfield, this is, again, another spot where Thomas Tuchel has a lot of decisions to make. Leon Goretzka and Konrad Leimer, I thought, did really well against Arsenal in the first leg of this. However, you could argue that that gave away exactly how those two need to play together. And if you think about that match, of all the times that Goretzka and Leimer have been the call in the midfield and that they played together, that was the absolute best that they looked. And it hasn't even been that often that Goretzka and Leimer have played together. It's just that it doesn't really have ever seemed to click when they've done it before. And I think that's more on Leimer than it is Goretzka, because Leimer hasn't seemed to click with really anybody in the midfield. So it's a very difficult position. But Tuchel can look at the last match. He can say, they worked. Why would we change anything? That will be one of the more discussed decisions of the night when fans get that starting 11. And it does appear, based on his pre-match press conference, that Tuchel is leaning toward running it back with Goretzka and Leimer. That does leave youngster Alexander Pavlovich on the bench. Pavlovich, I know he still has some rust based on his injury and his illness. He's probably not fully at 100% in terms of where he was before he was both injured and ill. It's just a tough spot, I think, to throw the kid into. And I know a lot of people have confidence in him. I have confidence in him, and I think he would do a great job. But if Tuchel's being leery of something with him after everything that Pavlovich has done, I think there's something to that, and there's got to be a reason why Tuchel doesn't want to use him in this spot, aside of just rolling with Goretzka and Leimer. So we'll keep an eye on that, but I would expect to see Pavlovich in the lineup at some point as a sub. I have a lot of trouble believing that the duo of Goretzka and Leimer are going to be able to pull off what they did against Arsenal in the first leg. And maybe they can, and I hope they can. But it just seems like if you're going to go back to that well, you need both of those players to be at the absolute top of their game. And I think Goretzka's had a good season, so I have a little more confidence in him. I don't think Leimer's been particularly good this year. So while it was awesome to see how he did in that first leg, I have a lot of trouble thinking he's going to be able to pull it off again. So as you have it, it will be Goretzka and Leimer. I suppose there is an outside chance you could see Rafael Guerrero. I mean, he is in the mix in the midfield. Certainly a player who Tuchel could use as an option off the bench. But it sounds like he's very clearly going to go with Goretzka and Leimer. In the attack, again, more interesting decisions to make for Tuchel. You can take Coman and Gnabry out of the equation. We know that they're injured and they won't play. So it does leave you essentially with five realistic choices. Harry Kane, who will definitely start. Leroy Sané, who is banged up. And if you listen to Tuchel's presser, does not sound like they have all of this confidence in Sané and that he'll be fully healthy and able to compete. Definitely not for a full 90. So there's some concern there, I believe, but I think if he gets cleared and can go, that he will go. And Tuchel has been pretty adamant in using Sané. I don't think that would change. Musiala, he's another guy who will definitely start. Where will he start? Will it be at the 10 or on the wing? I think in this instance, we're going to see Musiala back at the wing. I think he can be impactful there, as you know, because I've said it a million times. I think he's the team's best wing. I think that's his most impactful position where he's at his best. And I think that this is a game that is set up for him to break through. Now, I have not loved Musiala's play over the last year and a half. I have been very, very open about that. I think the kid is an enormous talent. I think he's fantastic to watch, but something has gone on mentally with him that has not allowed him to take his game to the next level. And sure, physically he gets beat up. He's slight, and that does have an impact on how he plays. But for whatever reason, consistency has been an issue. Decision-making has been an issue. At wing, he seems to have what I would say is less time to overthink things, and he's better and more effective and efficient in the way he attacks. I think he sets more people up that way. I think he's a better goal scorer from the wing. And I think if Bayern really wants to beat Arsenal, that's where you need Jamal Musiala to play, especially given who is available and who is not. So that leaves you down to this. You have two players, and obviously, if you know I'm putting Musiala at wing, that means I'm selecting Thomas Muller over Matisse Tell as that fourth member of the attack. And I think Muller will play that attacking midfield position like he always does. It's more of a second striker, but the way he plays it, it's a perfect complement in my mind to Harry Kane. I mean, how many goals could Kane have had over the weekend just based on some of the passing and some of the setups from Muller and the space that Muller has created for Kane? Kane could have easily had four or five goals, but didn't work out that way, unfortunately. But Muller, I think, is the guy for this. He's a veteran. He's been there. He's won on the biggest stage. And as much as Matisse Tell has shown his ability and he's shown that he can be an impact against just about any team, he can make an impact against any team, I think you want Musiala on wing, which automatically pushes Tell back to the bench. And Tell, for what it's worth, he is absolutely an impact guy, someone who can come in off the bench and really make a difference. I think you want that because in the event you need a goal, you want to have someone in there that's going to put the pressure on Arsenal. And while Muller is certainly a good offensive player and has the guile that you want, he's not going to come in and apply the speed that Tell has to a wing position to where maybe if you beat one defender, you can break down a defense enough to set up an easy goal or even score yourself. So I think Tuchel, if he pushes the right buttons, he will absolutely go with Kane, Muller, Musiala, and Zane. I think that's his best lineup. So overall, the final lineup for this Arsenal match: Neuer, Dier, De Ligt, Mesraoui, Kimmich, Goretzka, Leimer, Muller, Kane, Musiala, and Zane. That's how Bayern Munich will line up. I think that is a winning lineup. And as far as the prediction goes, I know a lot of people are going to point toward Arsenal, but it is very difficult to travel to Germany, play in the Allianz Arena in front of that crowd, a crowd that you haven't really experienced as a group before, and to play against what looks to be a very hungry and determined Bayern Munich side. So I'm going to say Bayern Munich 2, Arsenal 1. That's how I will predict it. Drop me your thoughts and what you predict for the match in the comments. You can always do that on social media or the comments to the post, whether it's on Spotify or at BFW in the post for this podcast. And that'll about wrap things up for the preview show. So I appreciate you listening. Check out BavarianFootballWorks.com for all of the pre-match and game coverage. We have everything. We've got all the pre-match presser quotes. We'll have all of our normal game coverage with the initial analysis, the game thread, the match awards, the observations, everything. So we've got it all and all the reactions that will come after the match. So hang with us there. As always, we love to get the reactions from you and get your takes on the game. Even if we don't always agree, it's always good to have that discussion. So you can get me at the Barrel Blog on Twitter. You can get the site at Bavarian FB Works. You can get this podcast at Bavarian Podcast. You can get our Tweetmeister, Tom Adams, at TommyAdams71. You can get I Need No Name at BFWINNN. You can get Siler at BFWSiler. You can get all of our great podcasters and writers at BavarianFootballWorks.com. Enjoy this match. Have a couple of beers on me, and we will see you next time.